thinking a bit. Jorge spoke to me also, and I realized sometimes, maybe, I mean, it's already towards the end of the year, but it's important also to stand after a bit. And I want to give you a nekuda machshava about last week. I spoke a bit, and then I spoke to someone. I'm speaking dvar maybe mechudash. For many bochum who don't know Nach, who haven't learned Nach, a lot of these ideas are quite strange, or new, or probably even stories about basic mahalchim in Nach Arachidish. And it shouldn't be that way, but it's not so off. And I'll explain. There's really two ways, I would say. There's many ways of learning Tanakh, Nach. And there's an important outlook that has to be appreciated. The Netziv says a very big yisod. Chazal say in the pasuk Mi'malul Tilas Hashem Mi'malul Vurs Hashem Yashmiya Kol Tehillosai, that someone who knows Vurs Hashem, who knows properly Teresh Baal Peh, he has to be Yashmiya Kol Tehillosai. He has to know all pasuk of Dalit Sfar. And the Gemara is medame, Ben Chazal is medame, that a Talmud Chacham has to have the Chavdal Tzfarim, like a Kala has to have Kishutim, has to have Tachshitim. The Netziv Shtel Zanet Chazal, the Netziv was a Boki Noir in Dikduk, and in the Shoinis, Dikduk in the Shoinis throughout Tanakh, as the Netziv is famous for, no one ever saw him sitting down learning Nach, no one ever saw him sitting down and learning Dikduk. The times of the Netziv happens to be the maskilim, those who went away from Derech Hashem and keeping the Torah and the mitzvahs, they had the yetzahara of going away from Shmiras Torah and mitzvahs, went together with the guilty feeling of leaving Judaism. So they made up for that feeling of leaving Judaism by a certain spirit of nationalism. That they're shaykh to the Jewish nation, even though they're not shaykh to the Jewish religion. And they made a big emphasis on Lashon and Dikduk, and I would say the first German maskilim who... Initially, the first German maskilim who began throwing off Shmiras Torah mitzvahs properly, they threw off not even directly the Shuras Hadin. It began with diverting themselves away from the more standard Mahalach of Klal Yisrael. They take Moses Mendelssohn, who considered himself even a Yodea Sefer and a Talmud Chacham, and he made the emphasis on Torah Shebiksav, not on Torah Shebaal Peh. First of all, and that's why he gave his hirah to the rabbin. He made fun of those who put their main emphasis in Talmud Bavli, etc. And he was very mezalzel, and he created a whole shita against the standard Jewish way of living that existed in Europe at the time. Personally, he didn't wear yarmulke. He was mezalzel. It began with outer things. It was nothing directly. He wasn't doing the malacha on Shabbos. He wasn't even going against openly Torah Shebaal Peh in details of Kotzer and Boirer, etc. But there was an attitude that he projected. His big zach, he began with making a big emphasis on Torah Shebiksav. He translated the Torah in his own translation into German, which at the time caused a big uproar from many, from all the Gedolei Ador and many Talmid Chachamim. Many, I would say, of Klal Yisrael didn't appreciate B'chlav. What's the big uproar against Moses Mendelssohn? Time, so many people called him Ramoshe Midesoi from Dessau. He's not coming against Yiddishkeit. He's coming against the standard mahalach of way Jews are doing things. And his criticism is very well to be appreciated. You don't agree with his criticism, but you have to let the person criticize, and there's what to learn from him, etc. We're living 200 years later. We see the outcome. What happened? All of his daughters became Christian, and when they became Christians, they took half the women of Berlin together along with them, and Yiddishkeit of Germany went down the drain. Lugamre, that by the time 50 years after Moses Mendelssohn, there barely was any Orthodox Jewry lived in Germany at the time. Frankfurt, which was in Ir Ve'em B'Yisrael, G'doyle Ador, G'doyle Tomil Chachomim, were always the Rabban of Frankfurt with Moistis Chinuch and Yeshivas and Tomil Chachomim with Logim. Within the Haflah, G'doyle Ador, during his time, Yaev Nosson Adler, the Haflah, G'doyle Ador, Tomil Chachomim with Logim in Frankfurt, Chassam Sofer growing up as a child, his whole generation totally left Yiddishkeit legamer. His whole attitude that swept Germany because of Moses Mendelssohn, etc. His Talmidim, so to speak, just like Bilam Rosh had Talmidim, he also had Talmidim, went very much into Dikduk and into Teresh B'Ksav, and not even Teresh B'Ksav so much as later they even got that and went into Dikduk. The Netziv, who was in the Dakte, Knifle, the Neura, the Mumcha Otsum in Chavdal Tzforum, was asked by a big masker once, Rabbi, how is it that you're such a big Mumcha in Dikduk and in Tanakh when it's not known at all that you put an emphasis and no one has ever seen you opening it and sitting down and learning a Seder and Nach? So he answered from a Pesuk in Eshes Chayim, very famous answer. Stay dort. Was the Russian? He answered with a marshal on the pasuk. Sodding also sovatin kor. Bachagor nosna laklan. Gave a marshal. Said there was once a simple person came from a small little town, went to the big city of Warsaw, where all the big sales took place, and there were warehouses and people stole corners from the little town, used to go to the big city, used to go to Warsaw and buy over there stock, come back to their towns and sold off their stock for the measure of few months. It was a simple guy, came from the small town. He went to, he was snooping around the big warehouses, and he saw a guy came from some city making an order by a warehouse, and he was ordering big amounts of different types of cloth, this type of cloth, and the person who was selling it, the moicher, put them all into bundles. He tied them up, and he made separate packages. He's watching. He says, interesting. He's using rope. He's using string, expensive wrapping. He's wrapping up the bundles. How much is he going to charge for the string and for the wrappings? Okay, so he's standing there watching. He sees this guy makes a big order. And then he's listening in to see how he's making the calculation of the cheshbon. So he's charging him for this type of cloth, this amount of money, puts it on the list, makes a whole rishima of 15 different types of cloth that he took. Okay? He gives him a summary of the cheshbon. Took 100 feet of this, 200 feet of that, 50 feet of this. Okay, makes the cheshbon. He realizes he's not charging him for the cloth, for the wrappings, and for the string and rope. So he asks him. He says, "Nah, I don't charge for rope and for string and for package." Give him Valdik. So this guy had a wonderful idea. He makes a cancel order by this guy of wrappings, of string, and of ropes. Okay, no problem. He gives him how much do you want of this? He gives him exact amounts. And says, okay, he's going to go back in town. This guy doesn't charge for wrapping, for strings, and for rope. Okay, the kids, he sets him up the whole order, okay, and he gives him a bill. He says, the string is this, the rope is that. He says, sorry, excuse me, you just told me and I saw it. And so you didn't charge this other person. You told me that you don't charge for string and for rope and for wrapping. It says Shoyta Shibayim. A person who comes to buy all this cloth, he makes a big order. He gets the wrapping, the string, the rope. I give it to him b'derech agav. Masha'en can you? You're not making a big order. All you want is the string, the wrapping, and the wrappings and the rope. Of course, I charge you for that separately. Pasuk says, "Sodin also sovatim kor." Bachagor, the wrappings, not on the Knani. She gave it away to the Knani. Loshen soicher. Rashi says, "Pashas vayesh." The Knani, the soicher, chagor not on the Knani. Masha'en came. Someone who comes lehedya to buy the chagor, the wrappings, of course he has to pay for it. Zokti netziv, the Talmud Chacham, who's mashkiya his whole self in Tereshu Baal Peh, he gets the koiches to be able to pick up chavdalit's form. Derech Agam, he picks up dikduk, he picks up all these as the wrappings and the string and the rope that a person needs for the Tereshu Baal Peh. He gets along with the Tereshu Baal Peh. Shenken, you, who you put your whole emphasis, all you going is for the string and for the rope. Of course, you have to invest a phenomenal amount of time to be able to get it. It doesn't come derech haga. The Netziv gave this moshul, but the end that was a lifestyle. Chabdalit's form, says the Netziv, is tachshitim. It's supposed to enhance the person's yahadus of a Talmud Chacham. But the first thing, the person has to be a lamed, he has to be a Talmud Chacham, he has to be shayach b'Torah she'bal peh. Nochmer says the Netziv. The Gemara is medame Chavdalat Sforum of Tanakh to Tachshitim of Akala. What's the Moshel and what's the Nimshel? Eshes Chayil is a Moshel for Talmud Chacham. Someone who sits and learns, he's married to the Torah. For such a person, Tachshitim are a Maila. For a married woman who's Mekashit herself, there's room in Yahadus, and Chazal tell us that there's room for Tachshitim, and Tachshitim used to fall with the Mon. There used to be Tachshitim with Psalmim. They used to fall with the Mon. In a marriage, there's room for Tachshitim, and there's room for the Psalmim, there's room for these things. Mashenkin, someone who's not married, who's Mekashet herself. Zokta Netziv, she's not referred, there's no Maila in being Mekashet herself, she's referred to as a Zoyna. Zokta Netziv, a person who Nishkan Talmud Chacham, who's mashkiya himself in the wrappings and in the rope and the strings in the tachshitim of a Talmud Chacham, and as Nishkin Talmud Chacham alone, he doesn't put main emphasis in being connected to Hakadosh Baruch Hu through Torah Baal Peh. Fakert, to him it becomes a chisar. To him, being mekushit with the Chavdal Tzvam takes him away from Yehadus, like a nachbas bara, like a zoyin. It wasn't for nothing that back in in the time of the Netziv, the Malbim was the God of Lador. Gaana Goyim wrote Artus Achaim, that's the one wonderful sefer we have from him, which begins on Arachaim. It's the beginning of Arachaim. The first, I don't remember, 70 simonim or so of Arachaim. We have the Artus Achaim of the Malbim. It is the classic sefer on those simonim of Arachaim. The Malbim stopped because the Malbim felt that he had to write a perush on Tanakh, full Tanakh, that would be meishiv l'chorfeinu dovor, to take out the ammunition that the maskilim at the time were using with Torah Shebiksav and making fun of Torah Shebaal Peh. Came the Malbim. He wrote this whole perush to show the beauty and the shleimus of havon of Torah Shebiksav, based coming off Hashkofas Chazal from Torah Shebaal Peh. And both in Tanakh, he shows that there's not an extra word, phrase, al-pi-dikduk, it doesn't go with the theme of Chazal on the parishes of Nach. And in Torah Shebiksav, the Chumash Malbim, he has hundreds and hundreds of klolim of dikduk to show and to prove how every single sifri and sifro, the drushes of Chazal, are meduyek and muchrach, besides the Kabbalah that we have from Ish Mipi Ish, to learn Torah Shebiksav, al pi Torah Shebaalpeh, it's muchrach and meduyek mitoich diyuki hadashoynais mitoich Torah Shebiksav. The Malbim, so to speak, gave up writing his svarim on the Torah Shebiksav, on Torah Shebaalpeh, which the bit that we have is go'onus, is the greatest classics, in order to save Klal Yisrael from the onslaught of those who went into Tanakh al-Menas to fight the Torah, to go against the Torah. That was his tafkid then. So Lamaisa, the fact, it's right, a person as a Talmud Chacham, we have to learn also Nach and have an appreciation for Nach. But the main emphasis has to be to become a Talmud Chacham, to become a Lamdan, to be connected to properly with Torah Baal Peh. Now, I want to share with you in the Kudut, just practically a Nach, which I realized last week I want to share with you. I think it's an important lesson that as a Rebbe I have to teach you. As a child growing up in Eretz Yisrael, part of the Chinuch Atzmai system, specifically back in my days, that means I went to schools in Eretz Yisrael in the early 80s, from 1980 to 1985, those were my elementary school years here in Eretz Yisrael. The system was very based also with curriculum from the government. There's a curriculum of learning Nach. Learning Nach. Nach is something in this country universal. It's good, it's not good that they learn Nach. The mice have put everything in some connection. Benjamin Netanyahu's kids himself won this prize for knowing Nach, that prize for what it did for them in life. Because Yiddishkeit, maybe it is for Mishmashara, not the point. But it's part of the regular curriculum, as if Nach has to be learned here in the schools. Okay, I'll share it with you. So we learned in school, which is important. We went through. I only came to fourth grade. Earlier grades, I was in the States. Before fourth grade, we didn't touch Nach at all. By the time I came to my class, they had already done Yeshua, they had already done Shoftim. Came to fourth grade, we were doing Shmuel. Okay. We went through Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis. Tremendous. Mr. Askin Ashkoff, Shmuel went with them as kids. I got a lot out of Shmuel. Shmuel gave me as a child. Ken Kitahay, Shmuel, Malachim. Okay. Comes Kitavok, we already finished Shmuel and Malachim. I was sixth grade until then. So we began learning Nevi'im Achroim. So the Maise in sixth grade, the teacher didn't. It was more wrapping up maybe more Malachim. We began a bit of Nevi'im Achroinim. Okay. Come seventh grade, we had a terrible teacher teaching us Yirmiyah. What I mean terrible? Torture. He would take a pasuk. This is a Nevuah for Yirmiyah. He was just a Navi for this. He was the Navi for Yehuda, but he gave Nevuahs which were connected also back to understand about what went on in Israel. So he would take a pasuk, dissect it into pieces. This word means this, and how it means. And this is a Nevuah. The second pasuk is a Nevuah referring back to Israel. This referring back. Okay. That was Bechesed. Then we had the teacher teaching us Yeshaya. I can't even tell you, murderers. Bechlal, this is. Those two years learning good parts of Yirmiyah, good parts of Yeshaya, and then I don't want to tell you what we learned and what we tried to teach us in Treyosa. Joke. Okay. Came first year Yeshiva Ketana. In this room, ninth grade, I learned in this room, had a Gevaltik Magid Shir. Second side of the Kiyas, it was very, very clear. She tested us, he made sure we knew Shakla Vitargi cold. He murdered us of it. He's demanding every single week. He had to give them in. We came out. Paris become cut. Okay. And twice a week, he used to learn with us Nach. Now, he not Yirmiyah with us. Now, what? Within, I began to appreciate how to teach Nach and how to learn Nach for myself for the upcoming years. What was so Gishman with him? It was a half an hour. We did three program, four program. What was it? He showed us a theme. He explained to us the Musar. Yirmiyah, the program that we learned, he took out the ideas, the message. He wasn't giving me a dikta gahim, like chagor means this, and the knani means this, and that doesn't mean yens, and don't. This is an avod for Yisrael, this is an avod for Yehuda, this is a lozmirah. He was a person with tremendous toichen, know how to take a perek nach, and get out a message. Halach ma'aseh, vozok, vozok ich lernen, arois, vozok de novi. As Chazal tells us in Masechet Megillah, every nevuah that was nitna l'doris, every nevuah that nitna l'kosei that was put down in the Chazal Sifrei Kodesh, there's a lesson for it for all upcoming generations. So for those of us who, at that time, that was 1986, and for those of us now in 2021, is what to take out of every single perek in Nach. Gewaltig. Mechaya. Mechaya. I thought to myself last week, okay, Lamai said, share this with the Talmidim, you should know that you, those of you who do learn Abyssal Nach, should, I'm encouraging, you should have epsilon, you should, don't be on the rats. Not as a main emphasis, but as an exon and canon. You should know Nach, you should be familiar. At least take a look. On some level, every week's after, not the after. Not the after. Take a look at it a few minutes before laning. Be mashkia, maybe another few minutes. If you can, give it a 10 minutes a week. 10 minutes a week, give a look at it. Know what the after was about. Get the after as a minimum. You want to give yourself more? Zozain abyssal mer. As a minimum, know the after of the week as well. Besides Chumash Rashi, which is a basic olive base. Maybe you don't have Chumash Rashi, you have Chumash Rashi, know your Chumash Rashi, but take a look at the after or two. Let's go to this week's after in a few minutes shortly, just to get the theme, get the idea, get the hashkofa, get the yesodis, what's the Kodesh Baruch Hu telling us through the novel. V'hoya she'eris Yaakov, v'kerev amim rabim, referring to the Losid Lovoi, in the school of Melech HaMashiach, after Melchemes Gogu Mogoi. Kital meis Hashem, kerev rivim alei Yosef. The Novi is describing Klal Yisrael, even though they're still in the process of the Geula, they're not going to be tolu in any nation, and their whole hashkafa will be connected with the total utter dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Moshe Lovir Ketal Me'ez Hashem U'Chiriviv Malei Eser. Just like humanity appreciate that they don't control the climates, they don't control the tal, they don't control the revivim, rather they're dependent on Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yidin, Jews, as Jews will realize that their whole existence as a nation or as people is like the climate. They're totally dependent on Kadosh Baruch Hu, asher lo yikav lo ish lo yachal b'nei odom. And that is the main nekuda of the Melech HaMashiach, and that will achieve that madrega in the Zman of the Geula. V'hoya she'eris Yaakov, the remnant that's remained of Yankov, Bagoyim, Bekeravam, and Rabim, once we reach the Madrega of being Tolui, Ilgami, Melech HaMashiach, we'll be able to be like an Aryeh Bebahamos Ya'ar, like a lion in between all the other behemoths of the Ya'ar, or Kikfir, the Edreit Zoyin, like a Kikfir is a younger lion, with Edric Zoyin, who feels totally confident and not scared of anyone or anything. Ashim Ova Viromas, Vitoraf Be'in Matzim. And the idea is as follows. The Malchus Beis David, Melech HaMashiach, who has to be from David, what was the Maila of David over every single other Melech, and why was David so cherished, and the dynasty, the Hoshel Sheles that he established, became the Melochim? David HaMelech was mevatel himself with a bitul gomur takadosh baruch hu, in a way that he never accredited anything to himself, and he tolas v'lo yishchir pasodom u'bzuyom u'bzuyodom, as he described himself in Tehillim. It was the haftarah we had of how Michal, his wife Bas Shaul, was mezalzel in him, the way he danced like echad areikim in front of the Oren Bris Hashem. And what did David tell her? David answered her, your father, Shaul, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose me over him? The fact that I danced like Echad HaReikim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Oroi, in front of the Torah, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashras and Shechina through the Torah, I showed that Fakert, Niglois Ka Echad HaReikim, that she told him, that's the greatest avoider that I could be oived, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By making myself a nothing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the shleimus of the malchus of David. That David was mevatel himself, legami HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every single person who saw him and knew him. As a melech, he was a melech. But together with that malchus, it was nikkei that he was legamre HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representative. And he was an eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dovid HaMelech was mevatel himself to every single Talmud Chacham. Chazal tell us that he was, would be oimed from his throne and menashik et Talmud Chacham. He was mevatel himself, and the Talmud Chacham came. He used to sit him on kisois of malchus, and he used to sit on the floor next to him to be mekabel Torah. When his rabbein came to teach him Torah, he used to sit on the floor and have them sit on the chair as a way of bittul to Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, to show cherish how it was me. The whole Tehillim is one message over and over. David HaMelech is backwards by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Melech HaMashiach will be the Melech who's gonna be shoylet on all of humanity in a way that no ever Melech ever was. But the reason in the Yesod that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him that Malchus is because it's going to be so clear that Melech HaMashiach is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representative as a Basar Vadom, as a Bittul Nevutul Gomer to Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Klal Yisrael reach the Madrega of worthy of Melech HaMashiach, they're going to be able to have a total control over all the nations of the world, like a Aryeh B'Bah Mesiyar, B'Chukhfir B'Edrei Tzoyin, because they want the credit coming from Yitzim Yodi Yosem Yisachai Lazeh. The Darga of Klal Yisrael at that time will be such a high Madrega that they want to credit anything to themselves, even when they have that full Malchus and that full control. And thus is the Yesod that the Pasuk is describing over here, the Nekuda of V'hoya She'eris Yankif. And then the Pasuk continues, Torim Yotchal Tzarecha B'chaleivecha Yikareisu, a total knockout to all the Umis Oilam. The Yesod is vital. Lu Ami Shema Ali Yisrael V'drocha Yaleichu Kimat Evei Machnia Val Tzareim Oshiv Yodi. Even it's a Kimat Evei Machnia, almost all the enemies of Klal Yisrael will be wiped out. Even in Parshas B'chukoysar, there's still a matzav of that the enemies are under Klal Yisrael, but there's still a musig of there still being some enemies. Why? Because until we reach the Gula Asida, to keep Klal Yisrael in place, even when we're on the highest madrigas of Lu Ami Shema Li Yisrael B'Jocha Yaleichu, it's only Kim'at Oivei Machnia. The Oivei will almost be Nichna L'Gamrei. In order to keep us in shape, there has to be some enemy out there on some level that we should realize our dependence on Kodesh Baruch Hu. But once we are so batuach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are so connected, and we realize we are totally in His hands, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be machnia the enemies legamri. And the shleimus of that will be la'asid lover. And that's the psuk in here. The Torah miyot, v'hoya b'ayoyim ahunu ma'ashem, v'chrati susecho mikirbecho. You won't see yourself dependent on the susim, on Mitzrayim, v'avati mark v'yisecho. You won't look at any koich v'yotim yodi, osali shum chayiv. I'll wipe out all of the strongholds, parts of your city. You'll realize that you don't need fortified cities. You don't need a tzahal. You don't need an army. You're totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. And that's Vichra. And then the next pasuk says a tremendous idea, which is the Shaykh is to our parsha directly. Vichrati kshofim yodecho umo'oininim lo yu loch. There won't be any kshofim by you, and there won't be any ma'oinim by you. Kishuf, similar to Avodah Zarah, that's the next pasuk, is where humanity tries to use and control the spiritual physical connection, the connection that the spiritual has on the physical of this world. Everything in this physical world has a higher koyach ruchni in its shorish. What's the right? There's a word for that in English. She uses it a lot in this book. The physical existence of substance, every single substance, physical existence, has a malach and has a spiritual koyach that's behind that physical koyach. Now, kishuf, the yesod is humanity trying, so to control the spiritual elements which have an effect on the physical world. Avodah Zarah is also humanity trying to control through spiritual worship, so to speak, to make control over the happenings of the world. Yichud Hashem teaches us the Yisod that a human being cannot mix and can't meddle, both on the physical level or even on the spirit, and so much more on the spiritual under trimmings of the cause of all the physical things that happen in this world. A human being tries to mix in on that, can never do anything without a Kadosh Baruch Hu being behind it. Kadosh Baruch Hu blesses a person's ma'is yodayim, it's only as much as a Kadosh Baruch Hu is behind him. Hashem lo yivne ba'is, shov am lo boinav bod, Hashem lo yishmar ir, shov shokat shoymer. A person's efforts are only as long as they're blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu making the gzera and behind it that that's what should be. No Bilam or no Balak can come and give karbonis and give curses and give and think that they're going to be able to orchestra and change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will or to create a physical, to create something in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world that he's not, doesn't want to happen, and it won't happen. And that's these psukim. Achratatik shofim yodechom o'inim lo yoloch. Kipas will be on such a high madrega, dvekus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realizing they are totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take away Nabi Nezorah, so to speak. There won't be any netiyas aleiv towards kshofim mo'inim. Achratatik psilechom matzlisechom mikibechom vishtachom mas yodechom. There won't be any mahalach of Nabi Nezorah b'chlav. V'nasashti ashirechom mikibechom. V'hishmadati orechom. This is all a ketzef and charein af, not against Baal Yisrael, but it's against that which the nisyonis that took Klaus away from Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiach can be mevatel all of it. Vasisi ba'afu b'chei manokom es hagoyim asher lo shomeim. The nations of the world that will not want to surrender and to submit themselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu's will, they'll be wiped out and lost. Now the Pesuk invites us, it's a new parsha over here in Micha. It's the hemshach of the parsha, yes, but the Pesukim now describe a whole new mahalach, which is a hemshach of the previous mahalach on some level. Shimuna es asher Hashem oimer kum riva esarim tishman hagvoiz kalecho. Nature, stand up and fight and appreciate my argument that I have with my nation. Shimu horim es riv Hashem, veisonim is the oretz, riv Hashem imamo if Yisrael is zvakoch. Ami, meo sisi loch. I gave you a Torah, I gave you a mitzvah. Umaha lesicha anebi. Did I make something which is hard for you? Why aren't you going the way of the Torah? Why aren't you going the ways of the mitzvahs? Kadosh Baruch Hu created nature to serve the Ben Torah, to serve the Talmud Chacham, to serve the Jew who lives his life as a full Jew in the right way. Yiddishkeit isn't hard. Averis are hard. A person try all. When are mitzvahs hard? When is Torah not easy? When a person is trying to be also a chelik a goy and also partially a yid. But if a Jew goes with the derech of Hashem legamrei, with the true total devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, total dependency on Him and doing His will, nature serves him. And that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's argument, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu's telling nature to zog edus, to say edus, and to be part of that argument. I didn't give you anything which is bad, some hard. And even in the times where you were in the dumps, you were in the Tumas Mitzrayim, I picked you up. I helped you. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a mahalach. When a person wants to come close to him, a Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him all the tools he needs. As a nation, we were in Mitzrayim. Heli ki eli sicha meretz Mitzrayim. U'mebeis avodim pidi sicha. And what did I do in order to lift you up? Ve'eshlach lefonechos Moshe, Zahar, and Miriam. I gave you the most greatest teachers and leaders to pick you up. As the Pasuk says, we say the Pasuk, the end of the Pesukim of Hoidu every single day. Onoich Hashem lekecho. What's the Pasuk making the emphasis? What's the Pasuk saying? I took you from a garnish, and I took you to the highest madregas. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling every single individual and every single yochid, Harchav picha, daven to me, v'amaleyu. I'll help you come along. You find it hard, you find serving me, you find the derech Hashem hard, just come to me for help and I'll help you. And now Kadosh Baruch Hu says how even in the times of Nisyonis, the greatness of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ahava, the Klal Yisrael, which is what Amiz Horna Mayad's Bullock Melech Moyov. Uman Ois of Bilan Ben Boor. Nashitimat Gilgot Luman Das Sitkis Asher. Akadosh Baruch Hu won't allow a Bullock, he won't allow a Bilam to meddle and to mix in Akadosh Baruch Hu's connection with his nation. Akadosh Baruch Hu's connected to his nation, is devoted to his nation to guard us on the physical sense and on the spiritual sense as well. Nisyonis can be hard, and Akadosh Baruch Hu lets us have Nisyonis because that's all part of who we are. We're not malachim, and Akadosh Baruch Hu wants from us to live a life of challenge and to uplift ourselves above the challenge. But with that, Akadosh Baruch Hu will not forsake us on a national level as the whole nation. He'll never let us as a nation fail. And even the individual could always turn to him to help, and Akadosh Baruch Hu will help him come along. Am Yizcharno, remember, Balak and Bilam, they were out through the clawless. We don't have time to go through that. That's part of the parasha that you'll be learning this week, and have this idea very strong. Balak and Bilam, they were trying to go to the roots of Klal Yisrael. Akadosh Baruch Hu's connection with Klal Yisrael. The Vaisam Alamid Bar Ponov. To be Melamed Choyva through the Midbar. Trying to find fault in the Maisim of the Ovis. And like Voice Ashirenu. He's trying to find fault in Am Yisrael being chosen. Getting into the choice. And that's what the Pasuk so strongly says. That Akadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yish Keil V'Yichazeg Ben Adam V'Yismecho. Akadosh Baruch Hu says, a human being changes his mind. I chose Klal Yisrael, I'll never ever change them. No Yashki can come and none of the Talmidim will ever be able to sell you nonsense that I ever changed you for any other nation. Akadosh Baruch Hu didn't change us back then, and he told us then that he would never change us for any other nation. Humanity changes their minds. Akadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon Hashem Hiteos forever and ever. And that's what this parsha should teach us so strong. Klal Yisrael will never ever be changed by any other nation, and no matter who, no matter how great of a mechashef or of a Bilam or a Balak, or whatever they'll do, they'll never be able to change Akadosh Baruch Hu's initial rotzeh will never ever change. And then, what's the avodah of every single Jew? When we want to give our gratitude to Akadosh Baruch Hu, how do we express gratitude? Ha'akadmenu ba'olois, should I give many korbonois? Ba'agolim b'nei shona? Ha'yirtze Hashem ba'alfei eilim? B'rivivois nachle shomen? The Akadosh Baruch Hu wants someone to bring korbonois, thousands of animals, rivivois, necholim of fat from animals. Hayatin b'chori pishi, a person Akadosh Baruch Hu wants me to give my oldest child. Pre-bitni chatas nafshi. The mistake of korbonos sometimes could be, and that the Novi is mazhir many times, a korban has to be from a place of surrender. Like all mitzvahs come from a place of surrender, which means what? Why do I give Akadosh Baruch Hu my korban? Not because I am giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu such a korban, fui. Person gives $1 million to tzedakah. I'm giving $1 million to tzedakah. It's fui. If he feels ich, the it goes fakert. The money is not mine. Because the behemoths are not mine. Miyot chonasanu loch. I'm giving you from yours as a way of surrender. I'm giving to you because it's not mine. I'm dependent on you. If there's a person gives a carbon and there's a big ich, it's ichs. It's nothing. It's a gorged. The same is with stocke, and so I have to say the same is with every mice and mitzvah also. Vayik baliba b'darke Hashem has to come with the gratitude that I'm able to do a mitzvah. And that's why we say a bracha before we do a mitzvah. We have to be grateful to Akadosh Baruch Hu that we have the opportunity of the mitzvah. Not with gaiva, with hachna, with anova, as a servitude. I serve Akadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm grateful to Akadosh Baruch Hu for giving me the tools to serve Him. Higid lecha adam matoi, umashem derish mimcha, so design a Jew, ki im asois mishpot, ba'ahavas chesed, ba'ahavas malechis im alokecho. as the yisod of Yahadus. It's not the greatness of the action, it's the hachno and the anova, as we, when our actions are a way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being humble servants. We shtel tzu to the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't give HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything. We prove through our actions hachno. We prove through our actions anova. We're grateful to Him because everything we have is from Him. We're dependent on Him. And it's true on the physical sense, and we're totally dependent on Him. And it's also true in the spiritual sense, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that l'chura one area where He gives us b'chir l'chofshis, we're grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the b'chir l'chofshis and for helping us make the right choices. And the actions that we do, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us, we're grateful to Him that He gives us the opportunity to properly serve Him and to be able to do those actions. I'll finish off just with a short word on the parasha. Short vart with an idea and a lesson to share with you. Could we have shared this with you? I don't remember. I think I did already. But I want to take just a little vice in this week's parasha and just show you. I heard from Chaim Yankel Goldwicht, Zechor Levracha. He told me he heard this from Reb Dessler shortly after World War II. He said this pshat in his parasha. The Gemara in Brachos tells us on this pasuk, Amiz Horna Mayad Zbolok, Melech Moyov, Manois and Bilim Ben Bo'or, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the tkufa of when Bolok was with Bilim. We learned this week, this last summer's man on Zoom. Kerzoyen b'chol yoyim, that Shmokhu has a mid of kas, of gvura, every single day. The Gemara tells us it's a mashu, a chelik of a hundredth of a mashu of a second during the first 3 hours of the morning every morning. During those days, a Shmokhu was not misnayed with that mid, that he didn't have that mid of gvura of midasadim. Why? So Bilal, who understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mahalach HaBriya, the way he, his underpinnings of the Mahalach of the world, would try to give a klala during that time, which could have been Malamed Choyvan Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, during those days, wasn't Koyes. He wasn't knowing with that meaning. Okay. Now, the Gemara tells us, What did Bilam give an etzah to Balak? He says, it's not working any other way. I'll teach you a mahalach. The Gemara in Kuf Vav, Amud Aleph, and Sanhedrin gives us the whole horrible story that went down over there. Bilam tells Balak, and the Kayim shall Eilas soy nezimo, Kodesh Baruch Hu hates Isnus. Boy vasiyacha etzah. I'll teach you how to wipe out this nation. He gave him the atzas. Bilam. And the Gemara tells us, Aruma is Pogubahed. They came undressed. Again, Klaus saw the Gemara Darshan's Rad of Psukim. And the Gemara gives a horrible description of how they terribly brought Klal Yisrael down. And they caused a terrible tragedy to Klal Yisrael. How many people died because of Atzas Bilam? 24,000 zogst du. Any other numbers?
40,000.
Was?
40,000.
What? 40,000? Was noch? Any other ideas? Okay. Zog the pasuk. Vayom Moshe shoyfte Yisrael before the 24,000. Magei for 24,000 died, but even before the 24,000. Vayom Moshe shoyfte Yisrael hirgu ish anosho. And it's modim the Baal Po'or. So, wipe out all those from Klal Yisrael who are nitzmat to Baal Po'or. Kol echod ve'echod min dayone Yisrael hori hoya horik shnai. Each one of dayone Yisrael killed two from Klal Yisrael who worshipped Por. The worshipping of Por was a hechatimtze to be nechshar on znus. Like Gemara tells us, then at the day, all these wrong hashkafas of Avodah Zorah, etc., is all just one big teretz for Yetzahara. How many, V'dayon Yisrael, says Rashi, Shmoyne Riboy u'shmoyne Alof. There were 88,000 Dayon Yisrael, who each one of them was mitzuvah to kill two. Zokt Ramban, just make the cheshbon, according to Rashi, 166,000 Jews were killed al yidei Bezdin for worshipping Pa'or. Just chap the greatness of the tragedy that happened over here. Plus the 25,000. The Ramban changes the gears here because it's a bit of a problem. It's 172 now, 166. Nishmashanet is going in Daki Dakas. Okay. Ramban himself is a little taken aback by Rashi learning the Gemara Kipshuta. It's a Mufush Gemara, Rashi. And okay, let's Machlekes is showing you exactly how to learn the Besov Shildova, what ended up happening. To Rashi, almost 200,000 Jews were killed. Benkach u'benkach, let's make it clear. It was a horrific tragedy. Zok Rav Dessler as follows. Why is there this midah of Gvura, the Kodesh Baruch Hu being Koyes, El Zoyein B'chol Yoyim? This midah of Gvura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos reflect into humanity. Humans, we have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos of Rachum, Chanon, all the midos of Rachamim we're mechuyev to emulate. V'holachta b'drochov. There's no din of halachta b'drochov on other midos. Rosh Yeshiva has a maimer on this. You've seen it. Not the Nishmashanah, the basic idea is Kodesh Baruch Hu has midas of Noikein, Noiter against Rishoy. We don't have to go with those midas, and that's not a Mahalach of Alach Drachov. Arachiyu Valach Drachov is on the Yudgim of midas of Rachni. Ober, of Desnerot Gezok Tazeh. The midas that Kodesh Baruch Hu is misnayed with the Bria reflect onto humanity. Herz. The Yetzahara of Arayas in Zoyar Al Pikabola is referred to as the clip of Chesed the Tumah. Misused Chesed, so to speak. Chesed in the form of Tumah, which is in the Ra. It's as if giving where it's really only taking. Going to the underpinning, I'm saying it maybe more Ramchaldic in a simpler way, but there's a basic idea. In Zoyar, which was Chesed the Tumah, okay, it's a misuse of overabundance, so to speak, in the not right way of chesed. True chesed has to be tamed by gvura. Kodesh Baruch Hu's midas hadin, when it reflects into humanity, is what gives humanity the koach of gvura to withstand the koach of nisayon. The kelzoyim b'chol yoyim is what gives humanity a stronger koach to withstand against the yetzahara of arayis. Bilam, of course, was a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to teach us many lessons. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him, it wasn't just allowed him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was behind Bilam in a Balak also, to bring about this Nisayon of Znus to Klal Yisrael. Where did Bilam, Shem Rishon Yirko, chap that there's room now for a greater challenge for Klal Yisrael? When he realized that there's no kelzoyim b'chol yoyim, that there's no mid of gevura coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he realized it's going to be harder for Klal Yisrael to withstand the koach of Znus. And that's when he came with his horrific plan. And it needed the Maisa Kanos, the gevura of the Pinchas, to stop the Charein Af. And so that midah of din, which was Yisrael Issa de la Tata, I'll use the phrase in Aramaic, is Yisrael Milamato, of midah of gvura of din, he stopped and he brought about the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. Al Vaiter, according to Shitas Rashi, with the Pashtas Agmorah, the Dayanei Yisrael by acting out the Midas Hadin against the Oved Avodah Zarah. That's also Kshiyesh Din Lamata and Din Lamala. They also stopped that challenge for Klal Yisrael. Won't be marchiv on the details of Ta'or remains forever the greatest challenge for Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be buried by Arvas Moyog by Ta'or to be a kapora and to give the Kach HaTorah of Moshe Rabbeinu the Klal Yisrael for the upcoming thousands of years till Bi'as Gerut Tzedek will be able to stand in the Nisayon of Ta'or. In a mashul, I'll just mention Ta'or is the Yitzhara of Shiflos. What's the oifen of the avoid of Ta'or? Being oisit srochov in front of the Avodah Zarah. The bringing out the greatest animalistic koiches of humanity as a way of worship of Pshat is the definition of the greatest nisoyin of zilzul of the human being a behem, taking away the tzelem elokim, the godness of Adam, the connection of the human being who stands on 2 feet upright and is a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a neshama greater than a malach. It's bringing out the physical and suppressing legamre the spiritual. That's the greatest nisayin in Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kach HaTorah, who was buried in Arbis Moyav, is the Kach against Pa'or. Now, that's to explain this idea, going back to the first Nekuda. Midos, which are Lamala, reflect the Lamato, he gave an emotion, which it's not my style in teaching, but there's a deep idea here which it's, I think, important to realize. And ever since I heard this from Rav Goldsmith, it's a way that I keep my eyes and ears open to the way I look at many world affairs as they happen. When Desna was explaining this, it was shortly after the war. He was pointing out to the small group of Bochum he was speaking to how during the war, he says, people, at a time of Hester Ponim Lamala, you realize people walk around, there's even a Hester Ponim Lamata. People smile less. There's less of a ha'aras ponim. The midos of a hanhoga milamala reflect on humanity lamata. When there's a zman of shefa, there's much more of a ha'aras ponim between humanity. And it's a reflection of a hanhoga which is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world goes through different tzkufis of nisyonis, and it's important to realize, and it's important to live up to the challenge. I just want to point out to you, some practically, just appreciate, there's certain patterns of challenge of nisyonis which sweep the world sometimes in a very universal way, which is not even to be understood anything but in any other way, but that there's something more spiritual happening with the challenges hit as they hit humanity. Before I go back to history, I'll go back to very recent history that we all shared and have gone through. I can understand it, but I can see it. I don't know the Far Vosh date, but I know the Vosh date. Just looking at Israeli politics, European politics, together with American politics that we've all lived through, something very strange has happened over the past 2 years. There was something. Eretz Yisrael went through 4 elections, which there was one theme in the election. Everyone voted for not, against. He was voting for this, against Pliny, against this. 4 elections went through. Now, episodes of Gevissen Yisoyen of Eretz Yisrael, extended to the United States in a very strange way. No one ever voted for Biden, who was anti Trump. It's a whole very strange nusach that's been going on, I'm saying universally, in strife and in conflict. What was going on in the elections in England, very very similar situation in a very strange way. It's all the fights against. I've been through politics since a kid. I've been observing specifically Nebuch. I grew up here in Eretz Yisrael, that's part of the, instead of sports. Especially back in the days. Now it's already garnished. But I never ever remember such the patterns. The against, everyone has what they have to offer, and they believe in what they have to sell. I mean, all of the Ummah Sa'ilam and the politicians, I never ever saw them being Nizhar, not to be mistaken, but from Chavera. It's not a Nida that exists out in the outside world. It only exists by Tamil Chacham in that demand. But there's the miskavet, there's the ich, there's the at least the self-presentation. A whole massive of a ganze Welt, nothing what to offer, but not the other guy? Strange. To me, now, I'm just pointing out there's sometimes, you sometimes live through certain scriptures when you realize there's certain mahalchim of Messianus which hit humanity all at once. Benon al-Khaveri in this way of knocking, it's an Isayan. I don't know where, how to tell you, Rabbi said, what does it mean to each and every individual? I just know one thing. There's some big Nisayan out there of being discovered, instead of this being knocking the other guy, putting the other guy down. And if it's out there, Pshat is there's a spiritual Nisayan running around the world nowadays, what you gotta be careful with. Humanity is always hit universally by a certain very similar type of challenge. If I look 100, by now I'll say it's 125, 130 years ago, what was the greatest Messiah, I would say, which took Klal Yisrael away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and the horrific matzah which we reached? I would say it's Jewish nationalism. Dropping the Torah for a Jewish identity, which the uprooting of the idea of what the Goyim write, Ein Maseinu Uma Ela B'Torasa, our nation is a nation only through its Torah, which took on many forms, ultimately became stronger part of the Nisayan Zionism, but it had many, many levushim, this Nisayan. Now, let's appreciate this. Nisayan didn't begin straight only by the Jews. For those of you who have studied a bit of history, this national identity crisis swept all of the nations of the world throughout the second part of the 19th century. Klal Yisrael drifting away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah with this idea at the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century, went together with the whole world was swept up by this Nisayan of the second half of the 19th century. On the first half of the 19th century was a different Nisayan Lagamri, a ganze different Nisayan, liberalism, which also swept the world, beginning with Napoleon, going together with Kfira, which in many ways that whole Mahalach, which was so successful, is coming back now in a horrific universal way, hitting again. Straight Kfira, uprooting of every religion, going straight with liberalism and Hefker, and just live a life of Frank Schotzen. French Scots, ganze garnished of just throwing it all off, no boundaries, no mussar, and no. Again, that was the first half of the 19th century. Came the second half, a whole different type of Nisayan, and then we've been suffering since with both of these Nisayanis mixed together, and the outcome of all of that. Things come in a universal way. At these times, a person always has to open his eyes and see there's tkufis of nisyonis, and to realize every generation is like a chain with its own nisyon or a link in the Masorah. And every single generation has its nisyon that the previous generation didn't have, the next generation won't have. Last week, we had Parshas Korach. My father-in-law first time he met my father, they were discussing an idea. My father said a word that my father repeated for many, many years. He always held of to be an Islamito. We look back at Korach, the Adosa, the whole Tkufa. We might don't begin to understand how Klaisel felt for the Nisayim. I go into all the details. Akhenj Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone saw it. And then how does the Korach come and manage to sway the whole Klal Yisrael? What's the answer to that question? My Shver said such a beautiful word. Do you know why it's the question is bothering us? Because we're not in that generation. We're not part of the Nisayim. A person who's going through the tkuf of the Nisayim, it's a Nisayim. Once the Nisayim's over, we come years later, and how did they fall for that? We look at it as a joke. Just like we look at Nisayim of 100 years ago, and we'll always, and as a total joke. And let me share with you, our grandchildren will look at our Nisayim instead of our generation that we all fell for, if we fall. And I'll look at the generation, well, how did they fall for this nonsense? And they'll laugh at it. Just like many of us are looking back at how did Klal Yisrael fall for Menachem Begin's nationalism in the 40s? How is it that he swept away almost every single class of Eitz Chaim, the yeshivas, they all emptied out? And I met a yid last week, 89 years old. He says from his class in Eitz Chaim, two people remain Shomer Shabbos. So if you understand what Menachem Begin did to us, he was the best of the bunch. Anyway, but Benkach u Benkach, they were Nisyonis. We're looking at now, how did they fall for it? How did they fall for it? Akash, you know why we ask Akash? Because we're not there. We're not part of it. Every generation has its Nisyon and its challenge that they have to live up to. And we have to live up to the challenges of our dog. A Ben Torah has to live a life with open eyes. See what's going on. There's something going on. And hold yourself in shtaik and grow. And ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for help. We're dependent on him. A Kodesh Baruch Hu promises us, hold on to me and I'll raise you and I'll lift you. I'll help you. To understand our tafkid, to live up our tafkid. And when Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a shake, and I've spoken this, we've been given shakes. This incredible tragedy happened last night, early yesterday. Right? It just doesn't make sense from a person who doesn't see Yad Hashem in this world. It's craziness itself. Craziness itself. Craziness itself. Weiter. Noch einmal, Paula. You have a cable car goes loose in Italy. When is such a thing? How often does such a thing ever happen? How it happened over there? Israeli family, grandparents, parents, a child, a whole family wiped out. One surviving kid survived. Boom. The chances that pumped a cable car going loose in Italy should be a Jewish Israeli family. Hashem yirachem alamo. Yesterday Nebuch. It's almost been 40 days since Shavuos, the tragedy in Karlin, with the one of the people wounded, Baruch Hashem, we thought already got better. He already woke up and he was communicating with everyone around him. Nebuch yesterday died from it, and together with all tragedy that happened in Miami, our Gantz building. How often do buildings just collapse in the middle of nowhere? Off in the United States. I don't remember such a thing ever happening, ever. And it's a building with hundreds of Jewish people there. How many Jews are still missing? 80, 90, Chveistinshvat. Hashem Yerachem, Vos Tutzach. He wants something from us. One thing is clear, there is a meat of Gvura coming out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe it's to tame some other stuff that we have issues with. Maybe if we'll be misgaber min lamata and our own mid of gvura, we'll be able to. We won't need the mid of gvura coming from lamala. Yesh din lamata and din lamala. But something's going on. Could you roll? Every lep is for us. Something's going on. I don't know, on the Nakud of Skila, it's happening over Skila, 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 it is Tutsach. Let's daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be zoiche to steig and to grow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and we should learn the lessons and we should become better. Hecher, more heilig, phenomenon and learn and to cop and lom this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something for us. We should get the message and we should steig. A good Shabbos. Thank you.